Galaxy 441, Seattle Center Island. Falcon 900 Yankee Yankee Seattle Center, Roger, Bravo 400. Delta 670, contact Seattle Center 121.35.
2135, Delta 670.
Number 226, Seattle Center, good afternoon. Person 16, Paul, good afternoon. United 887, contact Oakland Center, 119.97.
1997, 887, so long.
Seattle, Alaska, 387, flight level 360.
Alaska, 387, Seattle Center, good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Number 6 Alpha Foxtrot, contact Seattle Center 132.07.
3207, 6 Alpha Foxtrot, good day.
United 6 Paul, Seattle Center, good evening. Alaska 435, contact Seattle Center 121.35.
2135, Alaska 435.
Alaska 525 at 400.
Alaska 525, Seattle Center, good evening.
And Exitjet 115, we're level 410.
Exitjet 160, Seattle Center, Roger.
Southwest 500, contact Oak Cliff Center, 119-497.
Center Hello Compass 5741, flight level 350.
Compass 5741, Seattle Center, good afternoon. Stop with 4712, Seattle.
Center, good evening, Southwest 4712, flight level 380, and we're watching that unknown aircraft at 1 o'clock.
Southwest 4712, Seattle, turn around here, and can you estimate the altitude, please?
Our best estimate is 370.
Thank you. South 4712, are you just visual or is there any TCAS in the case?
No, negative TCAS is just a visual.
Roger, keep me advised.
Roger that.
South is 47 minutes, but I contact Oak Cliff Center, 119-497. Air Chicago 243, contact Oakland Center, 119-497. This is 4712, can you estimate the distance?
Yeah, our estimation is now between 12 and 15 miles. Definitely further away than it was before. There's some clouds up there, so it's getting harder and harder to see it, but we still see the object there.
Top 47, Paul. I didn't figure 1 to 2 o'clock right now?
Yep, affirmative. Between 1 and 2 o'clock.
Top 500, contact the Oakland Center, 119.907.
1997, top 500.
United 612, Seattle.
Good.
United 612, take a look out the right side. There's 3 o'clock and maybe 5 to 10 miles for an airplane that's maybe northbound 370-ish.
Yeah, we got him. It's a white airplane. Yeah, about 10 miles away.
Yes, sir. Is he about a BU overtaking?
Yeah, he's a beam us. He looks like he's slowly going looks like right now. From us. He's north
behind,
of
yeah.
Well, thank you. Keep a visual
scan,
let me know.
Gotcha.
Number...
Seattle Center, FedEx 781-350.
FedEx 781, Seattle Center.
From Southwest 4712, it was starting to get really hard to see him, so he's definitely moving away from us. And can the United crew tell what kind of airplane it is?
Southwest 4712, appreciate the report. Yeah, they do have visual now ahead of you, about 20 miles, and I'm then trying to get some more information, but I appreciate that.
Sure.
Yeah, for United 612, it's just a white speck out there. I mean, we can see it, but there's no identification on it, just that it's there.
Seattle, Falcon 900, Yankee, Yankee requesting lower.
I'm sorry, who's requesting lower?
That'd be Yankee, Yankee.
Come here, Yankee, Yankee. Defend pilot discretion, maintain pilot level 240.
Pilot discretion to 240, Yankee, Yankee. Thank you.
Class to 441, contact Seattle Center, 132.07.
3207, last 441.
United 612, can you estimate any altitude?
Yeah, it looks like he's probably about 4,000 or 5,000 feet above us.
Okay. Horizon 2484, contact Oakland Center, Christian at Seattle Center, 121.35.
121.35, Horizon 2484.
What's that for ExitJet, 161-2135?
ExitJet 160 negative or different aircraft.
Roger.
Number 0 Yankee Yankee, contact Seattle Center 132.07.
3207, Yankee, Yankee, thank you.
February 1612, contact Oakland Center, 119.497.
1997,
United 612,
see
ya. United 612, remain with 86. United 612, go.
Union Seattle, high tech 3672, 33.4, climbing 3672.
High tech 3672, Seattle Center.
And Seattle Center, was that a frequency change for United 612?
United 612 negative, tried to catch you before you left there, it was for a different aircraft. Remain the frequency.
Let's go, we're back.
United 612, can update me on the a couple more things, if you still have that aircraft in sight, on the relative velocity to you and the position now.
He's still a beam, so he must be going about the exact same speed as us, and just a very slight vector to the east from us, and like I said, about, I don't know, 3,000 to 5,000 feet above.
United 612, Roger. You can't really estimate the distance then.
Yeah, he's probably still about 10 to 15 miles away. Unless I knew the size of the plane, it's hard to tell.
Understood. Thank you. Alaska 387, contact Seattle Center 132.07.
3207 Alaska 387, good day.
ExetJet 160, contact Oakland Center 119.97.
1997, ExetJet 130, good day.
Center Sky 3478, flight level 350 for 370. Center
3478, Seattle Center, Roger. Center 3478, Seattle.
3478.
Yes, sir. Just going to give you a traffic call because it's kind of an unusual situation. Traffic, potentially it's your 1 o'clock, call to 1 o'clock and 40 miles opposite direction, estimated between 350 and 370. We're not working that aircraft, and there's two pilots that have spotted it visually northbound between 350 and 370, approximately between Crater Lake or just west of Crater Lake area.
All right, we'll keep an eye out, Sky 3478.
United 612, contact Seattle Center 132.07, Dave, thanks.
3207, United 612, see ya.
This guy was 3478. Based on the last known position, potentially it's your 1 to 2 o'clock in about 20 miles now.
3478.
At Southwest 4712. So we still have a visual on it. We'll call it 1 or so, probably about 20 miles.
Southwest 4712, thank you.
Yeah, maybe 2 o'clock.
Southwest 3478, maybe at your 2 o'clock and about 10 to 15 miles now.
Yeah, I think I have it inside, Sky 3478.
So 3478, you said you do have them in sight?
Yes.
Okay, and if you can, give me an estimate, either on a type aircraft or an altitude.
Looks about level with us. And I'm not able to see a type.
Okay, just white in color?
Yeah, I can't even see that. I'm looking at the sun at it.
Okay, thanks. Scout 3478, let me know when that has moved past you northbound, if it's still moving north.